Day 8. Imagine yourself as if you were already at your desired weight. Let's talk about mental imaging. The idea is to imagine yourself as though you are already at your desired weight. See yourself clearly and with great detail, including colours and style of clothes. Hear compliments from others and the ambient sounds, and feel the wonderful sense of well-being and personal satisfaction that comes with feeling good about who you are. Get into the habit of running a mental film at least once a day, every day of your life, regardless of how much weight you still need to lose. Imagine yourself already there and feel all the benefits intensely. If you find this hard, try make a collage using a picture of a body with physical characteristics similar to yours and a picture of your own face. If this mental imaging exercise bothers you, you may have a block. Read carefully Dr. Larocque's book, Be Thin Through Motivation, and it will help you find the cause of your block. When you follow a weight reduction program, you will not lose pounds or the love of food. Instead, you will win joy and satisfaction of living life fully. You will not lose anything. Instead, you will gain a lot. The more you imagine the goals and benefits that you are seeking, the more they become a reality. The more your chances of succeeding will increase, and the easier it will be to overcome the difficulties. Case study. Patricia was 80 pounds overweight. She was truly happy to be alive. She had very painful arthritis, however, in her knees, and she had a lot of difficulty walking. Her orthopaedic surgeon had proposed an operation as being the only possibility for her to walk normally. She flatly refused. She felt it was no use having the operation. The only joy Patricia possessed was sugar. Being desperate, walking more and more with difficulty, she went to Motivation to lose a few pounds. The first few weeks went well and she lost 20 pounds. However, on her fifth week, Patricia appeared unhappy and nervous. She had cravings for sugar. She absolutely needed it. Dr. Larocque explained to her that refined sugar is not necessary for health and can actually be a fatal poison. She asked if there was a single person in the world that truly needed sugar. Obviously, if such a person existed, it would be Patricia, so Dr. Larocque struck a deal with her. He told her that since she hadn't eaten sugar in a month, he would let her taste her favourite sugar dessert, but in return, he wanted her to disassociate taste from the only joy that she had in her life. He told her to taste slowly and really make the distinction between the need for and the desire for sugar that she had in her head. The following week, Patricia returned to Dr. Larocque and was radiant. She told him that he was right. She tasted her favourite sugar dessert and it was too sweet for her. She could not even take a second mouthful. All of a sudden, Patricia had come to realise that she did not need sugar to live. Up until now, she had just existed. Now she wanted to live. She had always dreamt of horse riding and made the decision to have her knee operated on as soon as she reached her desired weight. Every day, several times a day, Patricia reread her movie, her dream in her imagination. She could clearly picture every detail of her horse riding in her head. Nothing could stop her from reaching her dream. 11 months after, Dr. Larocque had first met Patricia. She had lost 140 pounds and started to take horse riding lessons. Now, write down the goal you are looking for, the weight that you would like to reach. Do not say to yourself, this weight would not be so bad. Note that the difficulty of reaching your ideal weight is not in the number of pounds to lose, but in the motivation. Then, write the benefits that you are looking for. Take time to think about them. The benefits must be personal and strongly felt. These are the keys to success, the source of your motivation.